Perek Ve'elu Megalcha, Masech Ma'ed Katan, begins with the halacha that only certain individuals may take a haircut on Chol Hamoed. And as the Gemara explains, even though it would seem that one should be allowed to take a haircut on Chol Hamoed in order to fulfill Simchas Yontif, the halacha, however, is that we may not take a haircut on Chol Hamoed. And the reason is, says the Gemara, Kedei Shlo Yichnasu L'Regel K'Shehim Menuvalim. In order that one not come into Yontif, if one would be allowed to take a haircut on Chol Hamoed, particularly as we're learning in our Masechta, that during Chol Hamoed they didn't work, so they had time available. So Chol Hamoed is a perfect time to take a haircut. In order to avoid that, Chazal said, don't take a haircut Chol Hamoed, only take the haircut before Yontif. The Gemara on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, on the bottom of the Amud, says, Amar Shmuel, Katan Hanoil B'Moed, but if there was a child born on Yontif itself, Muta Legalech B'Moed, such a child, if he's born with a lot of hair, and the hair is bothering him, there's a need to remove that hair. The halach is, that hair may be cut on Chol Hamoed. She'ein lecha beis ha'asurim gadol mizeh. If, as we're learning in the Mishnah and in the Gemara, someone who could not have taken a haircut before Yontif may take a haircut on Chol Hamoed. And that's why the Mishnah said somebody who was released from prison right before Yontif may take a haircut on Chol Hamoed. So here too, this individual is in that, this child who was born on Chol Hamoed certainly could not have taken a haircut before Yontif. He wasn't around. And the Gemara makes the Dik, B'moed in Mikar Eloi, which seems to mean that only if the child was born on Yontif, on Chol Hamoed, where obviously, as we just explained, he could not have taken a haircut before, are we lenient. But if he was born before, and he could have taken the haircut before, he too, it seems, is medayik the Gemara, would not be allowed to take a haircut on Chol Hamoed. Of course, the Rishonim already point out that when we're discussing here taking a haircut on Chol Hamoed for such a child, it's only when it's not a health-related issue. Of course, if there's a health-related reason to take a haircut, he may take the haircut on Chol Hamoed under any circumstances. So the Gemara begins a discussion quoting a Braisa and two versions of the Braisa, actually, that it's not, is that would, is it indeed the halacha that a child may not take a haircut on Chol Hamoed? And as the Rishonim point out, whichever version of the Gemara we accept, whether the version that there is a raya from the Braisa that a child could take a haircut on Chol Hamoed, or the version that there is no raya from the Braisa that a child could take a haircut on Chol Hamoed, it doesn't change the halacha, as the Rambam and the Rosh and the Ritva all say that a child to take a haircut on Chol Hamoed, no difference if he was born on Yontif or on Chol Hamoed, or whether he was born before Yontif. Because there is no concept by a child of Shila Yichnas L'Regel Kishum Menuvel. An adult, we have such a concept. It doesn't apply to children. And as the Rishonim go on to say, Chazal did not see it fit to make a gzeira of a cotton because of a gadol. And therefore, even though a gadol, as we just learned, may not take a haircut, a cotton may. And therefore, when we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tav Kuf Lamed Aleph, the halacha is, the first halacha is, mitzvah lagaleach be'erev yontif. There's a mitzvah to take a haircut at erev yontif. Of course, especially on Pesach, the haircut should be done before chatzos. And then in Halacha Bay says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein megalchem moed, one may not take a haircut on chalamoed, afilu im gilay kaidem moed, even if he took a haircut before Yontif, he's not allowed to take a haircut on Yontif. But the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Vav, cotton mutter lagalech b'mayud, a child may take a haircut on, a child may receive a haircut in chalamayud, a filu noilid b'kaidim regal, and even if he was born before Yontif, and he could have taken, they could have given him a haircut before Yontif, still he could take a haircut on Yontif, because, as we just explained, he's a child, he's not a chiv a mitzvah, there's no concept of him, shloikonis beregel she kumayit. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, only if there's a real reason to take a haircut. Fedafka, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Tezvav, Fedafka sheyesh lo seir rav de mitzdar alzeh. He got a lot of hair and it's bothering him. But just to choose to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, that is inappropriate. Exactly to what age may a cotton take a haircut? So the Mishnah Berurah says, quoting the Prima Gadim, as long as the child is not bar mitzvah, he could take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. However, the Mishnah Berurah does say that here the Ramah in Sivvav says, Vafila b'feres yishari, that even, not only may he take a haircut, but even if he's, even publicly, you're not, he may take the haircut, because at the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah is actually referring back to what is taught in Sifhei. Because in Sifhei we learn, Api shetiru l'stopper, even in the situations where a haircut may be given, lo yistapa b'rushus rabim el b'tzina. But quotes the Mishnah Berurah, and the Behetiv quotes the Smogon Avraham as well, that if you have a child, that even though he's actually below bar mitzvah, and this halacha applies to women as much as to men, but the child looks like they're above bar mitzvah, so such a child, even though the Mishnah Berurah is not going back, as long as he's not bar mitzvah, he could take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, but they shouldn't take the haircut before Esya. So here, based on what we learn in the Gemara, based on what we see from the Shulchan Aruch and all the Rishonim, as we quoted earlier, the din of a haircut doesn't apply to a child, but the Mishnah Berurah added a very important caveat. That is the halacha of there has to be a tzairich. The question that I saw some Achroinim ask is, why is there no halacha of chinuch? And I think the answer, this is what it seems, I think the Shaar HaTzion and Sif Katan Yud Gimel is trying to say, quoting the Prima Gadim, is of course a father has an obligation to be mechanech his child that Chol HaMoed is not the time for haircuts. That haircut should take place before Yontif. However, now we have a situation that for whatever reason, the father did not give the child the haircut before Chol HaMoed. And the child, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, the hair is bothering him. So because his father didn't take his responsibility appropriately and give him the haircut that he should have, doesn't mean that the child should suffer with this long hair that's bothering him. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah, even though nowhere in the Gemara does it seem to say that you can only give a haircut to a child that has a tzairich, that's why the Mishnah Berurah says there has to be a tzairich. Because if there's no tzairich, then the obligation of chinuch remains. The Shaarei Tshuva in Sifkaten Zayin discusses what is the halacha most, many people have the minig that they wait until the child is 3 years old to give him a haircut. Could such a haircut be given on Chol HaMoed? And the Shari Tshuva takes a very lenient approach. He says, not only can the child have the haircut on Chol HaMoed, but even if the haircut was delayed, he could have had the haircut before Yontif, but they chose to wait until Yontif, until Chol HaMoed, the Shari Tshuva says that's fine, and the haircut can be given for this child on Chol HaMoed. However, many Paiskim disagree. And the reason is because this haircut, the first haircut that's given to a child, represents a tremendous simcha, and Chol HaMoed is the appropriate time to have such, Chol HaMoed is the appropriate time to have such a simcha. I did see that Reb Chaim Kanievsky felt that such a haircut should not give a child his first haircut on Chol HaMoed. And perhaps the reason is because the child really doesn't need the haircut. Most children, even many children, when they're having their first haircut, actually don't particularly enjoy the experience. And so it's not something that the child really wants to have. So it's only being done on behalf of the parents. And as we just learned from the Mishnah Berurah, the only time a haircut can be given on Chol HaMoed is when it's on behalf of the child. But here, where it's not on behalf of the child's welfare, it's because the parents want to have this on Chol HaMoed, that Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and this is a svara, I saw that the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kachosoy quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach saying maybe the first haircut should not take place on Chol HaMoed. The Devot Sinarov in the Shailos HaTshuvos Ber Moshe Chelek Zayin Simen Chof discusses the Shaila. And before we go into what he discusses regarding this Shaila, he speaks about a different issue. There's a very big chiddush from Rabbeinu Tam on our sugya. Our Gemara has taught us that one may not take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, kidei shlo yichnas l'regel kishu menuvel, that he should not come in to Yontif not having been properly groomed, says Rabbeinu Tam. So what would be the halacha if somebody already took a haircut before Yontif, and for whatever reason he wants to take another haircut on Yontif? May such an individual take a haircut on Chol HaMoed? Says Rabbeinu Tam, he should be allowed to, because the concern of Kedei Shlo Yichnas L'Regel Kishuhu Menuvel doesn't apply by this individual. All the Paiskim say that even though this is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, we don't follow the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, and even if someone took a haircut on before Yontif, he's not allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. But Rav Moshe, in the Shas of Tshuvas Igris Moshe, Chelik Aleph, Orchayim, Simen Kuf Samach Gimel, has a very big chiddush. He says, even if we won't accept the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam regarding taking haircuts, for an individual who took a haircut before Yontif, says Rav Moshe, if there's an individual who shaves every day he shaves, Rav Moshe says such an individual may shave on Chol HaMoed as well, because by him there's no concern of Kedei Shlo Yikanes L'Regel Kishuhu Menuvel, because he takes a separate shave every day. It's a tremendous chiddush. Rav Moshe himself, at the end of that tshuva, says it's not a psak that one should necessarily follow unless he really feels, has real reason, or really feels that he needs to shave every day. The Debre Tzina Rav in that tshuva that we just quoted in Shalos HaTshuvos Be'er Moshe, Simen Chof, quotes this tshuva from Rav Moshe. After speaking about Rav Moshe with the greatest respect and honor, says that he doesn't agree with Rav Moshe, and his approach is that one cannot be lenient under these circumstances, because he says nowhere in our Gemara does the Gemara make such a distinction. And if there would be indeed such a halacha that if a person takes a haircut every day, he's allowed to take a haircut a chalamay, or if he takes a shave every day, he's allowed to take a shave a chalamay, it should have been mentioned somewhere in our Gemara. We don't find it mentioned in our Gemara, and therefore he says, with all due respect for Moshe, he disagrees. But going back to the subject that we're discussing, where there's a question if somebody could give his child the first haircut when he's 3 years old in Chol Hamoed. So the Debre Tzina Rav is not prepared to completely follow the opinion of the Shaar HaTzion, who says that under all circumstances, such a haircut can be done on Chol Hamoed. But certainly, if the child's birthday was in Chol Hamoed, or the child's birthday will be on the second days of Yontif, if the child's birthday was before Yontif, so Debre Tzina Rav says, give him the haircut before Yontif. Don't wait for Chol Hamoed. However, if the child's birthday is on Chol Hamoed, or on the second day Yontif, where you couldn't give him the haircut before Chol Hamoed, then Debre Tzina Rav agrees that we could give the haircut on Chol Hamoed. But now the question is, who should be the barber? So the Shtei Chemet, in his Mareches Chol Hamoed, in Simen Hei, discusses the Shaila. Because he makes the point that it's inappropriate that the first haircut that a Jewish child should have should be given through a Nachri. So he says the best should be either to find a Jewish barber, Shein Lo Mayoichel, or the parents of the child should give the haircut, but not try to avoid using a Nachri as we bring a child into the first one of his mitzvah, the first time that he's going to be able to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Peis.